Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise. Thank you.
Come on, let's put our hands together and let's welcome to the Rock Church of Virginia Beach. Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastor Donnie McCorkin.
Somebody give Jesus praise here. Come on, give Jesus praise here. We're going to sing and glorify God together, one body, one voice. All the Christians in this place that serve Jesus exclusively give him praise that he's worthy of. I want you to join and sing with us if you know these songs. I want you to participate in the worship of tonight. This is to the glory of the King. And how many of you know he's coming soon? Come on, make some noise if you know he's coming soon. Yeah. the song. I want you to learn to sing along. And just listen.
I will sing. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of his goodness and his kindness and his mercy. I will sing.
It's a simple song. Everybody join on. Sing.
I will sing.
I will sing.
I will sing.
Thank you.
not the form of godliness, but be holy as he is holy. We were in church one Sunday, Pastor Anna, and the Lord gave me a song. And I don't get many songs like that in the middle of service. But then it just started to roll out, and I started singing,
only you are holy. Only you are worthy. Only you are wonderful. For there's no one else like you, who is faithful ever true. Oh, my love, my heart, my life is a testimony. Only to
everybody join us.
Only you are.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah, O God. We praise your glorious and your holy name. You are worthy, O God, of praises and glory and honor. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of the praise, O God. You are worthy, O God, of the glory, O God. You are worthy, O God, of the honor. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The psalmist says in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. How excellent is your name in all the earth. Oh, we adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Oh, we adore you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We come into your presence with hearts of gratitude, with hearts of thanksgiving, O God. You are good, better than good. Oh, God, you are so awesome. You are so good. There is no one like you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, O God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that you watch over us as we slept through the night. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. Early in the morning, will we rise up and give honor and praises to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we welcome and acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you in our lives. We thank you for always being with us 24/7. We thank you for leading us and guiding us into all truth. We thank you for your teachings, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Spirit, for opening our eyes of understanding. Oh, we thank you, Spirit of the living God. We thank you. Fall fresh on us this morning in the name of Jesus. We need your refreshing Holy Spirit. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our minds in the name of Jesus. We need a refreshing, O Holy Ghost. Refresh us, O God. Refresh our thoughts, Holy Spirit. O Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. O Spirit of the living God, we surrender to you. Hallelujah. Open our ears to hear and receive, not only receive, but understand. Help us to walk in the ways of Almighty God. Lead us in the paths of truth and righteousness, Spirit of the living God. Thank you for the spirit of grace and supplication. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you. Without your grace and mercy, where would we be? Lord, we are grateful to you. We come once again with hearts of gratitude and thanksgiving. Never would have made it without you. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We ask you this morning to move in our lives, move in our circumstances. Holy Spirit, move in our situation. Oh, Holy Spirit, move, move, move in every area of our lives and perfect all that concerns our lives, Holy Spirit. Let the holy light of God begin to shine. Let there be light. Let there be light. Oh, in every area of our lives, let there be light in every area of our children's lives. Let there be light in every area of our spouse's lives. Let there be light in every area of our grandchildren's lives. In the name of Jesus, let there be light in every area of our nieces and our nephews' lives. In the name of Jesus, holy light of God, shine in the lives of our siblings. In the name of Jesus, let the holy light shine. Oh, let the holy light shine in this service. In the name of Jesus, the holy light of God shine and permeate the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, the glory of God arise upon us. Oh, arise and shine, for the light has come. The glory of God is risen upon us. The glory of God is risen upon us in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. For your glory, for your honor, we live each day to worship you. We live each day to please you. We live each day to we love you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says that we regard iniquity in our hearts. You will not hear our prayers. So, Father God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and so we cry for mercy, O God. Mercy for our children. Mercy, O God, for our spouses. Mercy, O God. Mercy for our grandkids, O God. Mercy, O God, for our siblings, O God. Mercy for our nieces and our nephews, O Lord. Mercy, we cry out for mercy, O God. Your mercy on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. Oh, have mercy. Let your mercy reign in our lives in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. We tap into your daily mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak this atmosphere in the blood of Jesus, the atmosphere in our homes, in the blood of Jesus, our personal spaces, the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood wash away our sins. Let the blood cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus justify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Make us whole. Make us whole, oh God. Perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Uriya masanteriyako. Empower us, O God. Yekuriya masanteriyako rumasim. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and to do your biddings in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels to war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment can be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater, in the name of Jesus, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so, Father God, I decree and declare that everyone under the sound of my voice can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, your strength is made perfect in our weakness, oh God. Oh, Father, we ask you, oh God, according to Zechariah 2:5, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, oh God, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, O God. We thank you, O God. Let our spirit be connected to the spirit of Almighty God. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God. Let us do things that are pleasing to you, O God. Empower us, O God. Empower us to do your will, O God. Empower us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to love one another as you love us. Help us to forgive one another as you've forgiven us, O God. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this beautiful and wonderful morning. We thank you for keeping watch over us. We thank you, in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus, and we destroy every satanic agenda against our lives as individuals, against this ministry, against the life of our children and grandchildren. We destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, noon and not unknown, against God's plans and purpose of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we destroy satanic agendas in the name of Jesus, not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raise up the standard of the enemy. Oh God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Purify our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on me. Breathe on us, oh God. We need you to breathe on us this morning. Breathe on us this morning. Breathe on us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We honor you. And we magnify your name. I pray for all those that are sick. I pray for healing right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning again. I am a Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. In Jesus' name we welcome you. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. I command the morning to take hold of the ends and shake the wicked out of it. Job 38:12. Let me say that again. You can repeat after me. I command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it in the name of Jesus. I will have dominion over the enemy in the name of Jesus. I have dominion over the enemy in the name of Jesus. Psalm 49, verse 14. I have dominion over the enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord, make the upgoing of the morning to rejoice. According to Psalm 65, verse 8. Lord, make the upgoing of the morning to rejoice. Lord, make the upgoing of the morning to rejoice in the name of Jesus. I receive your loving kindness every morning. Psalm 143, verse 8. I receive your loving kindness every morning. In the name of Jesus, I receive your loving kindness every morning. In the name of Jesus, I receive your loving kindness on behalf of my children. I receive your loving kindness on behalf of my grandchildren. I receive your loving kindness on behalf of my husband. I receive your loving kindness on behalf of my nieces and nephew every morning. I receive your loving kindness, oh God. Yes, what am I saying? On behalf of my siblings, your loving kindness, your loving kindness in the name of Jesus. Father God, according to Psalm 110, verse 3, release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Pray along with me. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning in the name of Jesus. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning in the name of Jesus. Let the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning, let it be released upon me. Let it be released upon this ministry. Let it be released upon everyone under the sound of my voice. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Release it upon our children. Release it upon our grandchildren. Release it upon our spouses. Release, 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 oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your light break forth in our lives as the morning. According to Psalm 55, verse 8, let your light break forth in my life as the morning. Let your light break forth in my life as the morning. Let your light break forth in my life as the morning. Let there be light. Let your light break forth in the lives of my children. Let your light break forth in the lives of my grandchildren. Let your light break forth, oh God, in our lives. Let your light break forth in the life of my husband. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning. Let your judgment come upon the enemy, seen and unseen, noon and unknown enemy, morning by morning, according to Isaiah 28, verse 19. Let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning. Lord, your coming forth is prepared as the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Lord, your coming forth is prepared as the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth, according to Hosea 6:3. Jesus. According to Job 7, verse 18, you visit your children every morning, and every time you visit us, you impart into us. You impart into us. Lord, you are waking us morning by morning. You are waking our ear to hear as to learn according to Isaiah 50 verse 4. Lord, you are waking us morning by morning. You are waking our ear to hear as to learn in the name of Jesus according to Isaiah 50 verse 4. Lord, will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night in the name of Jesus. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day nor the terror that comes at night in the name of Jesus according to Psalm 91 verse 5. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night in the name of Jesus. Lord, show forth your salvation in our lives from day to day. Lord, show forth your salvation in our lives from day to day, according to Psalm 96, verse 2. Yekoromasete, in the name of Jesus, what we bind on earth will be bind in heaven, and what we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. What we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. And so, Father God, we loose the glory of God upon our lives in the name of Jesus. We lose the favor of God upon our lives in the name of Jesus. We lose healing upon our lives. We lose deliverance upon our lives. We lose restoration upon our lives. We lose peace, that peace that surpasses of all understanding, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We adore you in the name of Jesus. I seal these prayers and declarations with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and his Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Psalm 139, that's where the word will be taken from this morning. Psalm 139, I will keep you long. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, 139. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to read from the King James Version this morning, Psalm 139. Hallelujah. We bless God. Hallelujah. Because I think I like the King James Version better in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and I acquainted with all my ways. But there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I go from thy presence? If I ascend into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. My sense was not hid from thee when I was made in scarlet and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Thy eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in the book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious are your thoughts unto me, O Lord. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked. O God, depart from me, therefore, ye blooded men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O Lord. This is the main part. Me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And if there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And this is what we're doing. Search me, O Lord. Many times we say that over and over. Search me, O Lord, and know my thoughts and know my heart. But when the Spirit of the Lord moves upon our hearts, and if we really open to the Spirit of God and we want him to take us out of that situation, or whatever it is, search me, O Lord. Sometimes when the Lord searches our hearts, we have anger. Sometimes when the Lord searches our hearts, we have unforgiveness. Sometimes when the Lord searches our hearts, we have bitterness. Hallelujah. And different things that will keep us from moving. And how do you know you might say it? Because if for example, you ask God to teach you how to forgive and all, and you see a person and you still feel funny, that flutter is in your heart, you don't feel right. That means you get nervous, anxious, or different things manifest in your body. That means you haven't truly left. So when we ask God to search us and know our hearts, we actually show us things about us. I want to know about me. I don't want to know about you. I want to know about me. I don't want to know about you. I'm talking about those on the prayer line. I don't want to know. I want you to search me and know my heart. Show me things in my life that's not pleasing to you. Lord, I want to be like you. I want to live like you. I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. I want to forgive like you. So, Lord, I ask you to touch me, know my heart, try me, because when he touch you, then he try you, then you, when it doesn't mean that person that you start being forgiven. When you see that person, you are a different kind of person. That means you still have those things. Or when you hear a person's voice, you shiver. You don't want to be bothered. Or you do love because God told us to love as he loved us. Hallelujah, to forgive. So when we ask God to touch us, we allow the Holy Spirit to do a deep search. This is not a temporary, this goes deeper. Hallelujah. Touch me, O Lord. When you pray that prayer, you meditate on it and allow the Holy Spirit to show you areas, show me areas in my life that is not pleasing to God. Hallelujah. And when God shows you these things about yourself, what do you do? Well, he shows you because some of you have said, oh, God can't see nothing, but he sees our thoughts. So if he shows you what you're thinking and if your thoughts are not good, hallelujah, that's what we got to come back into repentance. Thank God to forgive us and give us a new heart. Thank the Lord to revive, to renovate our souls, so that we can live our lives pleasing to him. Many people in the body of Christ receive Jesus. Yes, I receive him. You receive him, but you don't want to do what he asks us to do. The Bible says, if you're obedient and willing, you will eat the fruit of the land. So you receive him, but you reject the rest of what he wants us to do. So you don't want the whole of Jesus. You want half of Jesus because we still want to do things our way in our time. And that's not right. When we receive Jesus, he becomes the Lord of our lives and we follow after him. Sometimes we receive Jesus and we don't come to him until we need something. We only rarely come to Jesus when we need something or something. No, it is wrong. Touch me, O Lord, and know my heart. The Bible, he is holy and he is righteous. He said, the Bible said, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12, 14, pursue peace. That means when you're not speaking to somebody and you're angry, you pursue, go after peace. That peace, that's a peace of that person. You want to make it right. And when somebody says, make it right, you say, no, I'm not doing it. But then why did you pray such me, oh Lord, and know my heart? We want to be in alignment with the will of God for our lives. Hallelujah. So we want his mercy. We want his forgiveness. We want him to do a heart surgery on us so that we can get a new heart, a heart of flesh. Let us pray. Abba, Father, Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. You are everything to us. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us on the cross. Thank you for forgiving all our sins and for saving us. Our Father, we need your help. We want to change and become like you, but we can't do it on our own. There are things that we can see, and there are things that we can see and change. But Lord, you see and know everything about us. You know it all. So, Father, all the things that you need to purge out of our lives, remove it, purge it out in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we invite you to do that heart surgery on us right now. Lord, we give you complete access to our body, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, you have complete access to our bodies, our soul, and spirit today. We invite you to do everything you desire to do in our emotions, in our will, in our thoughts, in our secret tendencies, in our inner wounds, and anything else you will see within us in the name of Jesus. Heal us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Change us, O God. Convict us, O God. O Father God, show us, O God, what you would like for us to do, O God. We surrender to you, Jesus. Not our will, but let thy will be done in us. And God, as you do the surgery, oh God, give us grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let us be conformed and transformed into the image of Almighty God. Father, you are the only one who can see into the depths of our spirit. You are the only one who can search out the roots of things that you need to change in us. You are the only one who knows why we are caught up in secret sins or tendencies. And your word says, hallelujah, Jesus was bruised and crushed for our iniquities and our sins, paid that price on the cross. And we thank Jesus, hallelujah. When we say thank you, Jesus, it's a blanket thank you. Because when we start naming the things individually for what he's done and he's doing right now, it is not enough. So we say thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We adore you, O God. We magnify you, O God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, thank you. Refine us in your way everlasting. Hallelujah. Let your conviction be a continual process in our lives. Lord, keep us on a short leash. If we sin, convict us and help us to go into repentance and make things right with you and with anyone else that we hurt. Change our hearts permanently and make us more just like you. Lord, you are the only one who can help us. Well, we thank you that you are not holding back on us. You are not far away from us. You are not reluctant to help. Instead, Lord, you are our ever-present help in trouble. You are with us. You are in me. You are for us. You are all that we need. You are good. Your grace is sufficient. For your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you right now for reaching down deep inside us and healing us deeper than we even knew. Thank you right now for stretching us deeper than we even could see, purging us of things that we didn't know were there. Thank you for not only convicting us, but also showing us how to live right and pleasing to you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Now, Spirit of the living God, fill us up. Fill us up. Let us walk and live in way, always, that are pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed.